Alleviating Africa's Food Crisis Through Modern Agriculture. The growth of agriculture technology startups is offering opportunities to leapfrog the current agricultural constraints on the continent. COVID-19, preceded by climate change, has led to severe and widespread increases in global food insecurity, with recent estimates by UNCTAD suggesting that 73 million people suffer from chronic and acute hunger. African regions, predominantly the Sahel and southern Africa, are particularly vulnerable, with poverty and food insecurity expected to rise in the wake of a regional slump in food production. While this paints a rather gloomy picture, there's a bright glimmer on the agricultural horizon. The rise of ag tech. The explosive growth of agriculture technology, ag tech, startups is offering opportunities to leapfrog the current agricultural constraints on the continent. Powering a new farming era, global ag tech solutions have seen a 110% growth rate over the past 2 years with little sign of abating. Disruptive technologies in agriculture consist of digital and technical innovations that enable farmers and agribusiness entrepreneurs to circumvent current methods to increase their productivity, efficiency, and competitiveness. Due to the increasing demand for contextualized agricultural solutions, Sub-Saharan Africa has seen a proliferation of these technologies over the last decade. African countries are actively exploring the modernization of traditional agriculture practices in a collective effort to enhance food safety and security. However, shifting from subsistence-oriented production systems to more sustainable, market-oriented systems require drastic improvements in farm-level productivity, mechanization, and input. It also calls for investments, technology, innovation, and knowledge of local conditions to guide post-harvest management. Related articles show Senegal is feeding its economy with a focus on agriculture. Senegal has its sights set on becoming an emerging economy by 2035, a goal that will rest heavily on the development of its agricultural sector, boosting intra-regional trade. The African Continental Free Trade Area, AFCFTA, in tandem with AgTech, offers the potential to lift millions of people out of poverty and end chronic food insecurity in Africa. By facilitating intra-regional trade in agri-food products, including surplus to food-scarce areas, AFCFTA could stabilize food prices and improve food security. However, its success hinges on the ratification and implementation by countries and their agriculture sectors, which was severely lacking previously. As AFCFTA further reinforces the gains achieved in regional integration and opens new market opportunities for farmers, 60% of African countries will see growth in the value of their output of agricultural and manufactured goods. Technology in agriculture will improve capacity that will enable farmers to raise yields, manage inputs more efficiently, adopt new crops and production systems, and improve the quality of their products. It will also conserve natural resources and adapt to climate challenges. Collectively, this will bring about agricultural transformation and growth in Africa and contribute to food security. To put the lack of intra-regional trade in perspective, figures released by UNCTAD, the UN's trade organization, show that total trade between African countries during 2015-17 was a mere 2%. In comparison, intra-regional trade between European countries stood at 67%, Asia at 61%, and the Americas at 47%. Intra-African agricultural trade as a percentage of total African agricultural trade consistently dipped below 20%, the lowest for any region. AFCFTA, the largest free trade area in the world representing 1.2 billion consumers, aims to change all of this. Trading under the regime, which started in January 2021, is already bringing new dynamics to Africa's participation in the global value chain. The agreement mandates countries to remove most tariffs and non-tariff barriers to improve the flow of goods and services across borders, kickstarting economic growth in the process. A 2020 IMF analysis indicated that agriculture would contribute 16% of the anticipated welfare changes arising from the agreement. Smaller countries, many with underdeveloped infrastructure, stand to benefit the most. Related articles: Africa's Continental Free Trade Agreement has finally launched. What now? With cooperation from its member countries, The landmark agreement could be a turning point for Africa's underperforming intra-regional trade. Logistics, a vital cog in the agricultural ecosystem. Agricultural logistics must ensure the safe transportation of perishable products to manufacturers and retailers, making innovative and flexible logistics an essential ingredient for the sector's food security efforts. At DHL Global Forwarding, we're alert to the fact that indigenous small and medium businesses, while benefiting from a broadened retail landscape, will be seeking logistics solutions that create quick turnaround on deliveries and reduced lag time on order fulfillment. We're building partnerships across the continent's SME business landscape, leveraging small communities. In Senegal, a digital networking platform like Basto connects investors and farmers to optimize agricultural productivity and entrepreneurship, while Saludo, DHL's digital freight marketplace, brings greater transparency and efficiency to the road freight network in Africa. Digital logistics innovations like these enable farmers and traders to benefit from a broader market reach regionally and internationally at cost-effective prices, thereby democratizing access to flexible and effective logistics solutions. These three instruments, AFCFTA, AgTech, and logistics, will help build the critical ecosystem required for Africa's intra-regional and global export advancement. It will give farmers, investors, and entrepreneurs access to vast untapped potential to improve the continent's food production efficiency and consumption, from precision farming to a competent food supply chain. Actualizing this feat requires all hands on deck to optimize these critical success factors. This story was written by Pramod Bagalwadi, Chief Executive Officer, Sub-Saharan Africa, DHL Global Forwarding. Related articles show entrepreneurship can secure the future of Africa's youth today. The continent boasts the highest percentage of entrepreneurs among working-age adults in the world.